USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate voted Tuesday night to pass extended health care benefits for millions of American veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during their military service.
On this vote, the yeas are 86, the nays are 11. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the adoption of this motion to concur, the motion is agreed to.
As China furiously condemned House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, Pelosi announced the self-ruled island as one of the freest societies in the world and pledged American solidarity on Wednesday. In Tuesday's Michigan primary elections, John Gibbs, the Trump-endorsed challenger, beat Representative Peter Meyer. Meyer was part of President Trump's impeachment that ended in failure. Missouri State Attorney General Eric Schmidt won the GOP Senate primary, and Kansas will keep abortion legal. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
A ton of money and draft picks have been surrendered by the NFL's Miami Dolphins.
The NFL has suspended Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross and fined him $1.5 million for tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton following a six-month investigation stemming from Brian Flores' racial discrimination lawsuit against the league. The league's investigation found that the Dolphins did not intentionally lose games during the 2019 season, but the team had impermissible communication with Brady and his, as well as Peyton's agent. The Dolphins will forfeit a first-round selection in the 2023 NFL Draft and a third-round selection in the 2024 Draft. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Today is Cloves Awareness Day, a very rare disorder characterized by tissue overgrowth and complex vascular anomalies. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The pandemic and the government mandatory lockdowns devastated America. Food banks is how many were able to survive, especially lower-income families. Now that the government has delivered a recession to the American dollar, food banks once again are being called up in record numbers. Eric Cooper on Fox News is from the San Antonio Food Bank.
It's a tough place. With donations shrinking, many Feeding America food banks are finding themselves 20 to 30% with less inventory right now. With a demand, like you said, between 10 to 15% across the country, the lines have gotten longer back to what we experienced during COVID. And families that may have worked all through the pandemic, maybe even gotten a raise, are now, because of inflated costs, not able to pay their rent, pay for child care, ultimately pay their utilities, and struggling to put food on the table for their children.
Country music star Kenny Chesney says he's devastated after a fan died falling from an escalator after his concert in Denver, Colorado, Monday night. The woman, who has yet to be identified, fell to the concourse below. Denver police said the incident's being investigated as an accidental death. NASA is reporting when the Tonga volcano erupted in the South Pacific Ocean on January 15th, the underwater eruption blasted an enormous plume of water vapor into Earth's atmosphere, enough water to fill more than 58,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.